Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Meseches Nazir has been dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Gittel Malka Bas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matasyo Mordechai.
Nazir Daf Nun Tes. The sugi begins at the end of Daf Nun Ches on the base after the two dots. There's three major shittas we showed him in the sugya. Each one is based on a different gyusa they had in the Gemara, and therefore I'm going to try, as Hashem, to go through the Gemara with each of the girsas and explain what comes out for each of the three shitas in the Rishonim. We'll start with the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says, Omer Rav, Mekel Adam Kol Gufei Bitar. A person is allowed to shave all of the hair of his guf with a razor. Meisevei Hamavir Beis HaShechi U'Beis HaErva HaRezel Loike. The Gemara asks a kasha from a braisa that says, somebody who's Mavir, the hair from his Beis HaShechi or from his Beis HaErva is Chayiv Malkus. Therefore, how could Rav say that Kol Gufei is Mutter? The Gemara answers for Rav, Ho b'tar, ho b'misparayim, which means Rav was talking about misparayim, and the Brisa is talking about tar, which comes out that according to Rav, even Beis HaShechi or Beis HaErva is mutter as long as he's using misparayim, to which the Gemara asks that Rav himself said tar. So how could we say that Rav was talking about misparayim? The Gemara says when Rav said tar, he meant misparayim ke'ein tar, which means using misparayim to cut very close to the skin. That's the Maskaras HaSugi according to Beinu Tam, that according to Rav, Kol Gufoy, Afilu Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva is Mutu with Misperayim, and Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva is also with Tar. The next Shita is the Shita of the Bahag. According to the Bahag, there's an extra few lines into this Gemara. Many Geonim and Rishonim have the same Girsa, including the Rif and the Rambam. The Gemara says, Omer Rav, Mekel Adam Kol Gufoy Betar, Meisevei Hamavir Beis HaShechi or Beis HaErva, Harei Zel Loike. To which the Gemara answers that Rav was talking about Shar Eivarim, and the Braisa is talking about the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva. On that, the Gemara asks a kasha from a different Braisa, which the Gemara in our Girsa brings later on this Amud, which says, Havaras Seyar Eino Medivei Torah Elo Medivei Soifim. And the Gemara understands that the Lashon Havaras Seyar refers to the entire goof. Therefore, the question on Rav is, how could Rav say that Shar Eivarim is Mutter and only Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva is Aser? Hare, it says in the Braisa that all the Eivarim of the Guf are in Isser Derabana. Therefore, we have a Kasha on Rav who said that Shar Eivarim is Mutter. To which the Gemara answers, according to the Girsa of the Bahag, the Gemara says, Ela, the Gemara says a new Teretz. That really, according to Rav, there's a chilek between Tar and Misparayim. Which according to this girsa, if we make the cheshbin, it comes out that with misparayim, it's mutter, just like Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's mutter, kol haguf, including Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva. Masha'ein Kain, according to this girsa, the difference between this girsa and the girsa of Rabbeinu Tam is that according to this girsa, with a tar, it's going to be usher to cut the entire guf, whereas according to the girsa of Rabbeinu Tam, a tar is only usher on the Beis HaShechi and it's mutter, Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva, whereas it's mutter on the Shar haguf. The third girsa is the girsa of what's called the halachos psukos, which Tosfos brings in the sugya later on. It's exactly the same girsa as the Bahag, except he leaves out the word Ela at the end of the Shachar Tarya, which comes out of a very major nafkamina. The Gemara's first kasha from the first brisa that says Hamavir Beis HaShechi or Beis HaErva HaRezei Loike, Rav is machalik between Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva and Shar HaVeivarim. Shar Eivarim is mutter and Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva is aser. To which the Gemara asks the kasha from the Braisa, that we see even Shar Eivarim is Aser, because it says, Ha'avara Seyer Eina Medivei Torah Ela Medivei Soifrim. And on that, the Gemara says, leaving out the word Ela, the Gemara says, Ho Betar, Ho Bemisparayim. Which means we're sticking with the original Ukimta that we made, that Rav was Dafka talking about Shar Eivarim when he mattered to be Makeup Aldam Kol Gufoy. He's Dafka talking about Shar Eivarim. And now he's coming and making another chilek, that which I said before, that it's mutter b'shar evarim, is dafka if you're using misparayim, but not if you're using a tar. The fi zeh, it comes out, fi this girsa, it comes out that with misparayim, it's only mutter b'shar haguf, but on Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva, it's going to be asur even with misparayim, and tar is going to be asur even on shar evari aguf. So those are the three major shitas that are brought in the Rishonim, according to the first Rabbeinu Tam, is the most makel, that the Batar, it's only also Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva. Shahar Guf is Mutter, and Misparaim is Mutter even Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva. The Girsa of the Bahag is that Misparaim is Mutter, Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, and Kol Shekein Shari Varim. And with a Tar is Aser, Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, and it's also Aser Shari Varim. And the last Girsa, the Girsa of the Halachis Psukais, where Shari Varim is Mutter only with Misparayim, but the Beis HaShechi is Aser even with Misparayim, and Tar is Aser even by Shar Ivari Haguf. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches brings a sheet of the Geonim that says a very interesting chiddush over here. The Geonim were Mechadesh that the Isra to be Megaleach, the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva, is only if those are the only two places where he's being Megaleach. But if he would also be Megaleach all the Sar of his entire Guf, then there would be no Isser to be Megaleach the hair from his Beis HaShechi and from his Beis HaErva. The Tur also brings down this Heter of the Goinim, and both Taishas and the Tur both explain that the reason for the Heter is because the Goinim hold that if somebody is shaving off all their hair, it must be because they're doing it for some reason of Refuah. And B'makom Refuah, it becomes Mutter for a person to shave off the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva. The Beis Yosef brings a shita of the Rajba in Truvis, which is a little bit different than this, a little bit different than the Goinim. The Rajba says in Truva, Chelek Hei, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, that if somebody has pain in his Beis HaShechi or in his Beis HaErva, and the only way to relieve the Tsar would be to be Migaleach the hair from that place, the Rajba paskins that it would be Mutter for him to shave that hair. The Rajba there gives two different reasons, two different svaros as to why this would be. One svar the Rajba says, is since shaving the hair of the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva is only an Isser Dirabonon, B'makom, that he's not doing it, L'shem looking nice, L'shem Yoifi, the Rajba paskins that B'makom Chayla, Yafilu She'ein Boi Sakona, Chazal Matir, this Isser Dirabonon. The Rajba brings a raya to this Yisoid from the end of our Sugya, when the Gemara says that Rav asked Rav Chia, Mahu Ligaleach, is somebody allowed to shave the hair of the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva? To which Rav Chia said that it's Aser. Rav said, why is it Aser? Hare, the only reason he's cutting the hair is because he wants to relieve himself from the tsar of the hair that's bothering him. And Rav Chia answered him that there's no tsar, because the hair falls out before it causes any tsar. We see from this Gemara that Lu Yitzur there would be tsar, Lu Yitzur that the hair would not fall out, and it would cause him tsar, then even Rav Chia was Maide that there would be a heter to be Megaleach the hair from the Makom HaErva and the Makom Beis HaShechi. Therefore, the Rajba paskins that if a person has tsar, it's mutter because of that tsar to shave the hair from the Beis HaErva or the Beis HaShechi. The other svar the Rajba says is that when a person is shaving the hair in the Beis HaShechi just for refuah purposes, he doesn't even have to come on to being doich in Isser b'makom refuah, because this is not even the chefs of the Isser b'chlau. Shaving hair machmas refuah doesn't even fall under the category of leisil bash gever simlas isha, because he's not doing it l'shem yoifi. Those are the two svaras of the Rajba. L'mayis, the Beis Yosef points out that it's mashma that there's a machlekas going on here between the Rajba and the Goinim, because the Goinim are also talking about somebody who's shaving machmas refuah, and still they only mattered if somebody's shaving all the hair of their goof. Dafka, in such a situation where he's shaving all the hair of his goof, and it's a very big nivul, like the Lashon of Torah says, somebody who shaves all the hair of his goof, it's a nivul, it looks very disgusting. Dafka, there we matir, and there's no iser. The Rajba's mashma, even if it would be just one aver, which on regular circumstances is also to shave that hair, if he's doing it l'tzayach refuah, it would be mutter. The Beis Yosef wants to be miyashiv the Rajba and the Geonim, that there is no machlekes. He says two svaras. The first svar that he says is the Rajba is talking about somebody who is actually experiencing tsar at that moment. For that, it will be mutter even just one place without shaving the rest of the hair on the goof. Tosfos b'shem the Geonim is talking about somebody who's doing it machmas refuah, but there's no tsar at this point right now. He just needs it for refuah purposes. In such a case, then there's even the Rajba would be moida that it's only mutter if he shaves off all the hair and he does something which is considered to be a very big nivel. The second teretz the Beis Yosef wants to suggest that there's no machlekes is that Tosfos is talking about somebody who shaves stam. He doesn't tell us why he's shaving. We only assume that he's shaving machmas refuah if we see that he's shaving all the hair of his goof, because we assume that nobody in their right mind would shave off all the hair in their goof unless they were experiencing some sort of sickness or they needed a refuah. Therefore, Tosfos says that it's mutter only if it's all the hair of his goof. But if it would only be one Aver, so then we would say that he's doing it L'Shem Yoifi, and we would tell him that it's Aser. But if he tells us Lahedia that he's doing it L'Shem Refuah, then Avada will be Mutter, Tois will be Moida to the Rajba, that it's Mutter Afilu for one Aver of the Goof. And therefore there's no Machlaikas Bechla between the Rajba and Toisus. The Shita of the Smag, he also brings down the Shita of the Geoinim, but he adds in a few very interesting words. He writes that this heter of shaving all the hair of the goof is only if he uses misparayim. The Beis Yosef does not understand why that could possibly be, so therefore he says that the words misparayim ke'ein tar are not going back on this halacha, but rather he somehow reads into the smag that he's not really saying that, and the words misparayim are going back on something else. And therefore it comes out, according to the Beis Yosef, that there is no chiddush in the smag more than what we saw from the Geoinim. The Bach brings down the same Shitas HaSmag, and he's chaylik on the Beis Yosef, and he explains why is it that the Smag said it's only Mutter if he uses Misparayim ke'ein tar, but not a tar, but not an actual tar to shave off all the hair. He explains that there's two possible ways of understanding the Shita of the Geoinim. We can understand that they're going aliba to the Svar of Rabbeinu Tam, how we explained before, according to the Girsa of Rabbeinu Tam, or they could be going according to the Girsa of the Geoinim. If he's going according to the Girsa of Rabbeinu Tam, so we mentioned before, the only Isser B'chlal of shaving off the hair from the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva is if he uses a tar. But Misparayim, even under normal circumstances where a person is perfectly healthy, it's mutter to shave off the hair from the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva. Therefore, if he holds a Rabbeinu Tam, this special heter of refuah must dafka be talking about a tar. And therefore, when the Goinim mattered, shaving off all the hair of the goof, al korchach they mattered afilu b'tar. But the Smag understood the sugya, aliba to the Goinim. He had the gears of the Goinim. And therefore, the Smag brought down the sheet of the Goinim that said that if he shaves off all the hair of his goof, machmas refuah, it's going to be mutter. He was b'mayet the chiddush as much as he could, and he understood that the chiddush was only going on somebody who cuts with misparayim, because according to the sheet of the Bahag, even cutting with misparayim is also if it's in the makom beis hashechi or the makom beis haerva. Therefore, when the Goinim said their chiddush that if b'makom refuah, if he shaves off all the hair of his goof, it's going to be mutter, the Smag understood that that heter was only going on if he's using misparayim. But enachinami, if he would use a tar, so then it's going to be aser, afilu b'makom refuah, afilu if he's shaving off all the hair of his goof. That's the machlokes Beis Yosef and Bach, aliba de the Geoinim, that a person is allowed to shave off all the hair of his goof, b'makom refuah. In the Hemshech of the Gemara, at the bottom of the Nuchesel Mabez, and the top of the Nuchesel with Aleph, the Gemara brings the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara brings two Ikad Amris in what is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The first Ikad Amri says Rabbi Yochanan holds Hamavir Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva, he gets Malkus, to which the Gemara asked the Meisive from the Brisa that says Havara Seir Eina Elamidive Torah, Eina Medive Torah, Elamidive Soifrim. And Rabbi Yochanan answers Enechanami, when I said that he gets Malkus, I meant that he only gets Malkus Midu Rabbanon. The Gemara then brings an Ikad Amri, Amra B'chir Bar Abba Amra Rabbi Yochanan Hamavir Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva Loike, Mishum lo yilbash gever simlas isha. The Gemara again asks the same meisave from the brisa that's mashma that it's only Isser derabanan to be mavi the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan holds like a different tana. It's a machlokes tanoim. He holds like the tana that says hamavi Beis HaShechi or Beis HaErva hareze oiver mishum lo yilbash gever simlas isha. So it comes out there's a machlokes tanoim. Whether or not it's an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan to be mavir the hair from the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva. And according to the Ikud Amri, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Tana that holds that it's D'Oraisa. And according to the first Lashon, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Tana that holds that it's D'Rabbanan. Now the Gemara goes and asks Akasha, according to the Tana Kama, that the first Tana that Rabbi Yochanan that holds that it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, that Rabbi Yochanan in Lishna Kama holds like, so the Gemara says, what does he learn from the pasuk of lo yilbash gever simlas isha? To which the Gemara answers, he learns out lo yihya klei gever al isha. My Talmud loymar im shelo yilbash ish simlas isha ve isha simlas ish. If the Torah is merely telling me that he can't do some sort of action which a lady does, hare kfar nemar te'eva hi ve ein kan te'eva. There's no te'eva. Elo shelo yilbash ish simlas isha. The chiddush of the pasuk is, is that he should not wear a simla of an isha. V'yeshev bein hanashim v'isha simlas ish v'tesev bein hanashim. The Torah is asking me, according to the Tanakhama that holds that shaving the Beis HaShechi, the Beis HaErva is only an Issa derabanan, he learns out that the Pashas of the Pasuk is teaching me an Issa for a person to wear clothes of the opposite gender and try to use those clothing to make it look like he is an Isha and go sit with them and it will lead him to a Toeva. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk why the Torah calls it a Toeva. Then the Gemara brings the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, who's the Tana who argues on the Tana Kama, who says, "Minayin shelo teitzei isha b'klei zayin l'milchama, talmud lomar lo yihiye klei gever al isha v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha, shelo yisaken ish b'tikunei isha." He learns out that we learn out from the pasuk that it's not only usur for a person to dress up as the opposite gender to try to lead him to niuf, but also it's usur for an isha to use klei zayin in the milchama, because that's klei gever. And who would it? It's usur for a man to do any sort of tikune isha, even though he's not trying to use it to make it look like an isha, but still it's an isha d'oraisa. Kipshuto, it seems from the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that it's an isha d'oraisa to cut the hair from the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva, Rabbi Yochanan holds, like the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, that learns out that any kind of tikune isha is an isha d'oraisa. And the other shita of Rabbi Yochanan that holds that it's only an isha d'rabanan, that shita holds like the Tana Kama, which holds that there is no isha d'oraisa to cut the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva. And he darshans that the pasuk is referring specifically and only to somebody who uses the clothes of the opposite gender to try to mix in with the opposite gender and be over in Isser of Niuf. We look at the Shitas HaRambam, we find that there's a different mahalach to understanding this sugya. Because the Rambam on Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Tes paskins ha'avoras ha'seyar mishar ha'guf kegoin beis ha'shechi u'beis ha'erva einay asur min ha'toyra ele midivei soifrim. So we see the Rambam is paskining like the Lishna Kama of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's only in Isser derabanan to shave the hair from the beis ha'shechi. Therefore, we would expect the Rambam also to paskin like the Tana that says that the Isra of Lo Yilbash is only to dress like an Isha and go to be Yeshev Bein Hanashim. But the Rambam in Halacha Yud brings down the sheet of Rabbi Lezer Ben Yankov. He writes in Halacha Yud, Lo Yitada Isha Eide Ha'ish Kegoin Shetosin Bereisha Mitznefes Oikoiva Oishetilbash Saryon Okiyotzeboi Oishetigalech Reisha Ki'ish V'chule V'chule. He brings down all these different types of Yisurim, which seem to be that he's paskining like Rabbi Lezer Ben Yankov. And he also writes that there's Malkus for that. So it's Mashmah that it's an Isur D'oraisa. Therefore, the Beis Yosef says in Simin Kuf Pei Beis in Yerodea, that the Rambam has a different shita. The Rambam learns that Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov also could hold like what the Gemara refers to as the Tana Kama. And really it comes out that on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph there's three different shitas in the Tanoim. There's the first brisa that the Gemara brought, which we call the Tana Kama, who holds that it's only Nisa Durabanan to shave the Beis HaShechi, the Beis HaErva. And he darshans the Pasuk, that the Te'eva of the Pasuk is referring to somebody who uses the clothes to go be Yeshev Bein HaNashim, which will lead him to Niuf. But anything less than that is not considered an Isra D'oraisa at all. And then we have the Shita of the other Tana that says that it's an Isra D'oraisa to shave off the hair from the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva, even though it's not going to lead to any Te'eva at all, since he's doing some sort of Tikunei Noshim, it's already considered to be an Isra D'oraisa. And then we have the third Shita of Elazar ben Yankov, who agrees with the Tana Kama, at the din of Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha has to be some sort of Toyeva, and therefore, if somebody shaves off the hair from the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva, that's not going to lead to any Toyeva, because those are in Makom Mechusim, and nobody can see what he's doing. Therefore, he can't use that at all to trick people into thinking that he's from the opposite gender. Therefore, Elazar ben Yankov uses the Pasuk that's talking about that he does things which are open distortions of the gender. For example, somebody who walks around with a klei zayin, or he wears certain clothing that ladies wear. So he learns that the pasuk is telling us that he can't do a maisa that's open, that people can see that nashim do. Masha'enken, according to the other Tana, he learned even if it's mechus, even dvar mechusim are also going to be asur midaraisa. Therefore, the Rambam paskin like the Shita of Elazar ben Yankov that even Beis HaShechi is only an isur derabanan. But still, he was able to pass that things which are done more openly that people can see fall under the category of an Isser Deraisa of Silbas Ish, Silbas Isha. The Beis Yosef brings the Shita of the Smag, who's Chaylik on the Rambam, and he learns, like we explained the Gemara before, Kipshutai, that the Shita of the Tana, which learns Lo Yilbash Gever Simas Isha, is coming to tell me that you could, that there's an Isser Deraisa to shave off the hair from the Beis HaShechir and the Beis HaErva, like Lishta Basa of Rabbi Yochanan, is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. And therefore, since the Halacha is always like Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, because the Gemara says that Mishtas Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov Kav and Naki, therefore we paskin that cutting the hair from the Beis HaErva, the Beis HaShechir, is an Isser Deraisa. Therefore, it comes out of Machloikas Smag and the Rambam whether or not cutting the hair from the Beis HaShechir and the Beis HaErva is only an Isser Derabanan, or is it even an Isser Deraisa? There's another example of somebody who does a maisa, which is doima to the maisa of an isha, which is nogei arsugya, which is going to discuss now. The Gemara says in Makis Tavchof of Mbeiz, somebody who is milakate, the Gemara is talking about Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara says that brings a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, how many hairs does he have to cut on Shabbos in order to be chayiv? The Chachamim hold that he has to cut two hairs, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that he's chayiv even if he only cuts one hair. The Gemara says that moidim chachamim Rabbi Eliezer, the chachamim moidet Rabbi Eliezer, the malakeh levanois mituk shchoyreis afilu achas shehu chayev. That in a case where he's picking out white hairs from black hairs, then even the chachamim moidet that he's chayev even only on one hair. And the reason is because since it's a maisa choshuv, because he's making himself look nicer, so then he's going to be chayev on Shabbos. If he's picking out just black hairs, so it's not considered chashuv enough geziza until he cuts two hairs. Then the brisa continues with davar zeh, the hainu, cutting white hairs from black hairs, afilu bechol osar. Even during the weekday, it's osar, not only on Shabbos. Mishum shenemar lo yilbash gever simlas isha, because of the lav of lo yilbash gever simlas isha. Was mevur here in the sugya that there's an iser of lo yilbash gever simlas isha to cut white hairs from black hairs. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud, brings down this halacha. He writes, "Hamalaket sa'aras levanos b'teicha shchayros mireishay oy mizkenoi misha yilkat sa'ara achas loike b'pnei she'oda eidei isha." He gets malchus because he did a maisa which is a maisa for a nashim to do. The Ravid there is masig on the Rambam. The Ravid says, loy mechuvar, sheyehe loike b'achas. I don't agree that one should get malchus on one hair. Sheloy omru elo osur. V'oid, mai eidei isha iko b'chada v'halloy minkur amilsa ha'aklal. The Ravid has two kashas. The first kasha of the Ravid is that the loshen of the Gemara, the loshen of the Braisa is that melaket levanet v'tech shcheres Davar zeh afilu b'chol osar. Lashon is a lashon of osar. So why did the Rambam say that he gets malchus? It's mashma that he's chayav midiraisa. The second kasha the Ravid asks, according to the Kesef Mishnah's explanation, is that you could learn really that when the Gemara says, when the Braisa says davar zeh afilu b'chol osar, it's not b'chlal going back on the din of malakit one hair, but rather it's saying that the din of being malakit levanos mitech shchoyres is osar afilu b'chol. But avada, if somebody's malakit only one white hair out of many black hairs, that's not going to be osur at all, bishum lo yil silbash. And the Ravid explains the reason why there shouldn't be osur is because there's no tikkun that's noticeable from taking out one white hair from many black hairs. He looks exactly the same. He's only going to masakin himself if he takes out all the white hairs or a large amount of the white hairs. And therefore he looks much younger. But if he only takes out one hair, there's no tikkun, and therefore there's no isur of lo silbash. The Beis Yosef and Simon Kuf Pei Beis, he wants to say two possible explanations for the Rambam, how the Rambam will answer this second question. First, he says, it could be that there's Nukimta in the Rambam. You could say that somebody, the Rambam is talking about a case where he only has one hair on his beard. So therefore, by taking out that one hair, now he's perfectly black, and he made a significant change in the way that he looks, and therefore it's Nikr, and he's over the lav of Lei Silbash Gever Silmas Isha. The other teretz, he says, which is a much more lomdisha teretz, much more yusoidistic teretz, he explains that since the maisa of taking out white hair from black hair is a maisa of tikune isha, we don't need that the maisa actually creates a matzah that he looks nicer. It's enough that the maisa itself was done, And that's the Isser of Leisilbash Gever Sinlas Isha. Therefore, we see from the Beis Yosef a very, very choshev yisoid. It seems like the Beis Yosef is saying that regardless of the result of the Maisa, there's still an Isser of Leisilbash Gever, as long as he does a Maisa which Nashim do, in order to beautify themselves, even though it does not result in him looking nicer, that's still nechal in the iser of leisilbash gever simlas isha. This is very interesting because it's nageya, a famous tshuva from Moshe Feinstein in Yoredei Chelek Aleph Tshuva Pei Beis, where somebody asked him if it's mutter to take a pill in order to change the color from his beard, from his hair, from gray to black. Rav Moshe was toiler this shayla on the following hakira. He said, "Yesh lodun, what the isser of leisilbash gever simlas isha? Is it an isser in the maisa or is it an isser in the taitsa? The whole isser is only an isser in the maisa, that you shouldn't do a maisa, which is a maisa yipoy, which ladies do in order to miyapa themselves. So taking a pill is not a maisa yipoy, because taking a pill is a part of a maisa. Everybody takes pills. Therefore, we can't say that taking a pill is a maisa of leisilbash gever simlas isha. But if we say that the ikar iser is that he should not be mikushat like an isha, he shouldn't have a tikkun in his goof like an isha has. So therefore, it doesn't matter how he does the maisa, even if the maisa itself is not a maisa of tikkun isha, but if it brings about a tikkun in his goof, which is an isha dika tikkun, so that's also going to be nechal in the lav of leisilbash gever simlas isha. The Rav Moshe actually brings a raya from this sugya alone. He brings a raya from the Bir Hagra in Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Hagra is going on the hemshich of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the hemshich of this halacha, he writes, the Rambam is mechadish on his own. V'chein im tzava sa'aroi shachor, misha yitzba sa'aro levana achas loikim. If somebody has white hair, and he wants to dye his white hair, he wants to color it to be black, the Rambam paskins that hu adin, not only if he cuts the white hairs out, but hu adin if he colors them black, he's also over the same iser and he gets malchus. The Noisei Kalim write that the Rambam made, he was mechadish his halacha on his own. The Bir Hagra on this Rambam, he writes, v'chein im tzava v'chulei, d'loi osru hanal, meaning cutting out white hairs from black hairs, ela mishum zeh, shezehu tikune isha. Says the Goyin, it's a hafaldik of Goyin, the Goyin says the whole reason why cutting out a white hair is asr, or plucking out a white hair is asr, altzlai silbash, is only because that it's doimeh to dying out white hairs. Rav Moshe explained the goin, what the goin means is really the derech of Nashim was not to pluck out or cut out white hairs, because they don't want to do that, because then they're going to be missing hairs from their head. They don't want to be lacking hairs. It might make them go bald. So rather what they do is they dye their hair white. They dye their hair from white to black. And the mela, that's why it's also to cut the hair. Because even though cutting hair or plucking out the white hair is not the same maisa that Nashim do, but since it brings out the same taitsa that Nashim are trying to do when they dye their hair black, just that you're doing it in a different way to get to the same end, it's also nechla on the same lav. And therefore, that's why the Rambam knew that dyeing hair is also asr, because that's mamish the maisa that they did. So from here we see, says Rav Moshe, that the ikur iser is the taitso of the maisa. Because since Nashim dyed their hair black, and dyed their hair from white and turned it to black, so hu adin, we asked, the Sefta Kain, the Brisa told us that it's asr for an isha to cut the white hair, because it leads to the same result as dyeing the white hair. Therefore, Rav Moshe paskin that taking a pill to cause the hair to go from white to black is also nechla on the iser of leisilbash. Just being ma'oyer from this base yosef that you read before is very much mashma in his second hesber, not like Rav Moshe, because he writes that even though there's not going to be any taitzah from his maisa of cutting out the white hair from the black hairs, because he has lots of white hairs, since it's a maisa of yipoy, a maisa of tikkun noshim, of tikkun isha, that's already enough to be asur mideraisa from the love of leisilbash gever simlas isha. So it's at least masha from here that it's also a din in the maisa, not only a din in the taitzah. We'll move on now to another sugya, which the Binas Adam discusses in Klal Tzadik, Sifkotan Ein Dalad. He's medayik from the Rambam in Hilchos of Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud. The Lashon HaRambam is loisa ada isha eide ha'ish kegoyin shetosim b'roisha mitznefes oy koiva oy shetilvash shar yanu kuyotze boy. The Lashon HaRambam is mashma that the isser for an isha to dress up in big day ish is dafka if she wears it b'derech malbush. And even in the case of Sharyan, which is the Rambam's way of saying clay Zion, the Rambam writes about that she has to wear the Sharyan. It's mashma that even a knife, even the sword, which the Torah asserted, is even if she wears it, is only if she wears it dafka b'derech malbush. Rashi and the sugya in Nozir daf Nun Tesa Mad Aleph. Dibur Hamaschil Talmud Loimer Lo Yihia Klei Gever Al Isha. Rashi writes V'zeh Matzinu B'Yael Eishes Chaver Hakeni Shaloi Hargosoi L'Sisra B'Klei Zayin Ela K'moy Shenemar Yoda L'Yosef Tishlechena. He brings, Rashi says, that the reason why Yael Dafka killed Sisra with a yosed, with a peg, and she didn't use a sword, is because she didn't want to be over the iser of lo yihia klei gever al isha. Therefore, she Dafka used a yosed instead of using a sword. Therefore, he claims the machlekes Rashi, the Mefarish, and Nozir, and the Rambam, whether or not an isha is over the iser of lo yihia klei gever al isha, Dafka b'derech malbush, or even if she's just holding something in her hand. The Chochmas Adam, based on this, he paskins the halacha that an isha is not allowed to use a makel, a cane, if she's using it just for a tachshin, and she's not using it to help her stand up. She's over the iser of lo yihia klei gever al isha if it's a cane which is miuchid for an ish. Something else that's discussed in the Binas Adam that we mentioned before is the shita of the Bach. It's brought in some kuf pei beis in the tour there. The Bach says that there's two kulas in the din of lo yihye klei gever al isha and lo yilbash gever simlas isha. He says the first kula that he says is the whole isser is dafka b'kihai gavno, that he's wearing the kishut in order to be mizdame to an isha. He wants to look like an isha and therefore he's putting on the kishut. But if he puts on the kishut not in order to be mizdame to an isha, then it's going to be mutter. He brings a raya from our sugya, because the Gemara says at the end of the sugya that Rav asked Rabbi Chiya, Mauli Galeach. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the first sheet of the three deos we mentioned earlier, the question al kochach has to be talking about a tar, because of misparayim, Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's mutter, according to Rav, to be Magaleach, a field of the Beis Hashechi. And Rabbi Chiya answered him that it's aser, and it's not mistaber to say that Rav didn't paskin like Rabbi Chiya. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam explains here and also in Yevamos that the question was about a tar, and Rabbi Chiya answered him that a tar is awesome. And that happens to be the shita of Rav. And then Rav asks Rabbi Chiya, why is it aser? Why don't we let him shave? Why don't we let him cut it off when it hurts? When it's betzair him? To which Rabbeinu Tam asks, if we're only talking about a tar and with misparayim it's mutter, what was the problem of tzar? He could cut it off with misparayim. So what was bothering Rav? So Rabbeinu Tam explains that Rav's question to Bechir was that even with the tar, it should be mutter if he's doing it just to prevent himself from having tsar. Because since the whole isser is only an isser of trying to make himself look like an isha, if he has some other kavana, even if the result of what he's doing results in him in a maisa noi, making him look nicer, and it makes him look like an isha, but if that's not his ikur kavana is only to take away the tsar, so therefore Rav held that it should be mutter. And Rabbi Chiya also agreed to Rav. He just told him that Lamaisa, it's never going to come to that stage because the hairs always fall out before they grow too long. Therefore, it comes out, Bein Levi Rav, Bein Levi Rabbi Chiya, there's no Isser of Lo Yilbash Gever, Simlas Isha, but even that he's doing it for some other reason rather than for Noi. Therefore, the Bach paskins that if somebody has a beged and he's putting a beged of an isha, and the only reason why he's putting it on is to protect him from the rain or to protect him from the sun, there's no isha to put it on. Machmas din of lo yilbash. The other chiddush of the Bach is even if somebody's putting something on in order to be misdame to an isha, it's only also b'kihai gavna that he's putting on a kishut. It has to be something that the tachlis of this beged is to make him look nice. But if the tachlis of the beged is not to make somebody look nice, rather some other type of beged that a person wears not to make him look nice, but for some other reason, even if his goal by putting it on is to be mizdama to an isha, that's also going to be mutter. The ikur diuk of this halacha, the Bach's medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam, because when the Rambam brings down these halachas, he says, loy te'ado isha eide ish, To ada eide ish means don't be miskashet in a don't be miskashet in kishutim of an ish. And who is in the other way? And the Rambam says, going to toss in bereisham, it's nefes or koiva. These are all types of examples of things that a person wears in order to make him look nice. On the first din of the Bach, the Binas Adam asks a kasha from Masugya that says that well, Elizabeth Yankov Oimer minayin shaloi teitzei isha beklei zayin the milchama. The mashmoz of Elizabeth Yankov is that the reason why she's using the klei zayin is because she's going out to war and she's using the klei zayin to protect herself in battle. And therefore, the Binas Adam says, what's the difference between somebody who's using the tachshit, who's using the tachshit to protect herself in battle, than using it to protect herself from rain? Therefore, the Binas Adam concludes, not like the Bach, and he's chaylik on the Bach. He holds that it doesn't matter what the to'elus or the tachlis of the person using the tachshit is, as long as it is a tachshit, it's something that person uses for noy, it's going to be awesome. And who would in on the second halacha of the Rambam, that somebody is allowed to wear it, even if he's coming to be mizdamet to an isha, as long as it's not made to be a tachshit, he's also chelik on that din. And it's ikaraya against the Binas Adam from there is from the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Lamed Tes and Mem, is where he discusses these halachas. The Rambam writes, Hishi yizharnu gam kein mihemshech acher chukas ha-koifrim, shetihiyena ha-nashim loivshois bigdei ha-anashim, v'tis kashatno b'tachshitehem. The mashmah, there's two separate dinim in this lav. There's one lav to be loivesh the begodim of anoshim, and there's another lav to be miskashet in their kishutim. It doesn't matter if the tachlis is a kishut or the tachlis is just a beged. And therefore, the Binas Adam is choylik on the Bach on both of these dinim is machmir, that a person is not allowed to wear the begodim, doesn't matter what his kavan is. Legabi, the raya of the Bach from Rabbeinu Tam, from the case of a person being Megalech, the Beis HaShechi, the Binas Adam explains, this halacha is that this din that the Binas Adam holds, it doesn't matter what his kavana is dafka referring to a beged. Dafka, somebody puts on a beged, then we say it doesn't matter what his kavana is, as long as the beged is a beged of an isha, it's also for him to do that. But over there, the Gemara is not talking about putting on a beged, it's talking about doing a maisa of kishut, being Megalech, the Beis HaShechi. When it's merely a maisa and it's not a beged, then it's totally on his kavana. If his kavana is not machmas, that he is not machmas kishu, not machmas lizdamos leisha, then it's going to be mutter. And that's why the Chochmas Adam paskins there, those halachas, he paskins that which he said that an isha is not allowed to use a cane of an ish, if since it's the derech for anoshim to use this cane, is only dafka when her kavana is to use it as a tachshit. But if her kavana is to use it to help her walk better, then it's going to be mutter. Because since a cane is not a malbush, a cane is only something that you hold in your hand, and it's similar, more similar to being megaleach, therefore the Binas Adam is moidya that we have this heter that is dafka toli on the kavana of the person b'shas the mice that they're doing it. The next Mishnah begins on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah is a continuation of the Mishnah that we had on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. So I'm just going to go back and read the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph and continue it into our Mishnah. The Mishnah began with a halacha, Shnei Nazirim Sh'amr Lahem Echad, Ra'isi Echad Mikem Shenitma, Ve'eni Yerdeya Eze Mikem. Somebody saw two Nazirim, and one of them, he's made that one of them became Tomei, and he doesn't know which one. So the first Mishnah told us how what each Nazir has to do in order to get out of his Safek. The Mishnah explained that each Nazir should bring together at the end of the 30 days of the first Nazirus, they should bring together the Korbanos of Tuma and the Korbanos of Tara, and they should make a t'nai, that if one of them should say to the other one, that if I am the Nazir that is Tomei, so the Korbanos of Tuma are mine, and the Korbanos of Tara are yours, and then they should count another 30 days, and bring one Korban Tara, and say, if the Korban Tuma was mine, so this Korban Tara is mine. And if the Korban Tuma was yours, so now this Korban Tara is yours. And therefore both of them come out of the Safek, bringing the Korbanos that they're chayav to bring. Our Mishnah is dealing with the halacha of what if one of the two Nazirim dies before they get a chance to bring bring the Korbanos B'Shutvas. So before we come to our Mishnah, we'll just tell a little bit on the Shtikal Gemara of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara asked on the Mishnah, how could each of them be Megaleach? Dilma Lav Tmein Inum V'Ka'ovid HaKofa. What if one of them is not Tame, and we're going to end up doing Hakafas HaRosh, which is an Isser D'Oraisa of Baal Takif, on the Nazir that did not really become Tame. Now this question is very difficult, because L'Choira, the Yechoinim ask, that both of them are Mimanosho Chayiv to have Hakafas HaRosh. either machmas the fact that they're tahor or machmas the fact that they're tamei. Because the one that was tamei, so he's chayv to be megaleach in order to bring his korbanos tumah. And the one that's tahor is chayv to be megaleach because he's finished his nazir of shloshim yom, which is mechayv agiluach. So why is the Gemara asking that one of them is going to be over in Israel, Akavas HaRosh, if both of the Miman of Shach are going to be makif beheter? Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks this kasha, and he answers that the Gemara's kasha really is going on the second taglachas. The second taglachas after the second 30 days, where they finish counting the second 30 days, only one of them is chayiv to be megaleach. Because the one that was tamei and was megaleach machmas is tuma, so now he counted a new 30 days, and that's now he's chayiv to do a new taglachas tara. But the nazir that really be'emes was tohor, and he was megaleach midin tara, now that he counted 30 days, he wasn't really chayiv to count another 30 days. And really be'emes, he's not chayiv in another giluach, and that was the Gemara's kasha, which forced us to be making ukimta, that the Mishnah is dafka talking about an isha or a katan, there is no isra of bal tokif. This is Rekiva Eger's explanation. Just he asked the Kasha that if the Gemara's question was Dafka going on the second 30 days, so the Gemara didn't have to make such a Rukimta. We could have said Enachinami after the second 30 days, there really is no Taglachas, and the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon that holds that the Taglachas is not Ma'akev the Tara. And that would have been able to read very well in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah only mentions Giluach after the first 30 days. But after the second 30 days, when the Mishnah says that they bring just one Korban Tara, the Mishnah does not mention any Giluach. And we could have explained the Mishnah by saying that because the second 30 days there is no taglachas, because we're choishish that he's not really chayv in giluach. Therefore, Bikiva Eger lives with the tzarich iyun on the Gemara. The Yochin asks the same kasha, a nice base. Why do we have to make a new kimta? That is talking about an isha or a katan. And the Yochin answers differently than Bikiva Eger. He says, really, the Gemara is going on the first 30 days. And he explains, al pi the halacha, that there's a difference between the taglachas tuma and the taglachas tara. The taglachas tuma has to be dafka before the hava of the korbanos, but she'enke, the taglachas tara has to be dafka after they bring the korbanos. Therefore, they have a problem. Since both of them have to be choshish, that they were the ones who became tamei, each of them have to be migaleach dafka before they bring the korbanos, on the side that they were tamei. And therefore, the one that really is tahor, his giluach is an isser of bal tokif, because he's not yoytze his giluach by being megaleach before he brings his korbanos, when he's really dafka chayv to bring them after the korbanos. Therefore, the Gemara had a kasha that the one who's really tahor is going to be over the isser of bal tokif because he's being megaleach before the korbanos instead of after the korbanos. Whereas the second taglachas after 30 days, says the Yochin, there is no problem at all, because miman of shach, everything's okay. Because the one that was Tomei, so now when we bring the Korban Tara, really it's on behalf of him. And therefore, he's going to be Migaleach after they bring the Korbanos, and he's going to be Yoytze, his Korban Tara. And Huadin, the one that was really Tahor the first time, since he was Migaleach after the first 30 days, before the bringing of the Korbanos, so he was not Yoytze, his Taglachas, and therefore he remained a Nazir, and he did not leave his status of being a Nazir. Because a Nazir Tahor, a Dafka, has to be Megaleach Dafka after he brings his Korbanos. So therefore now, after the second 30 days, when we bring the Korban Tara, Dafka on behalf of the one that was Tomei originally, so Miman of Shach, both Taglachas are going to be okay. Because the one that was Tomei after the first 30 days, Me'ikir Adin, he's chayv to be Megaleach now, because now he's becoming Tahor, therefore he's Megaleach after they bring the Korbanos. And who had been the other one, who really was Tahor the first time, when he's Megaleach now, his Giluach is also Al-Pidin, because since his first Giluach happened before they brought the Korbanos, he was not Yoytze his Giluach, and therefore he's Mechuyev to do the Taglachas again in order to become Tahor from his original Korbanos that he brought 30 days before. This is according to the Rambam in Perikhes Halach Yud Aleph that holds that the taglachas of the Nazir Tohor is ma'akev, that it has to be dafka after the Havas Korbanos, and if he does it before, then he has to be megalech again, even if it's a long time after the bringing of the Korbanos. Therefore, miman of shach, after the second 30 days, lafid yachin, there's no problem for either of them to be megaleach. This is the exact opposite of the mahalach of Rabbi Kiva Eger that held that dafka the second time was the problem that we had to come on to the ukimta, and the first time there's no problem. Mashenken, according to the yachin, the problem is dafka the first time, mashenken the second time was no issue that we have to come on to the ukimta. The second Mishnah, the Nun Tesem Beis, goes on to explain the machlegas of Yeshua and Ben Zoyma. The case is where one of the two Nazirim dies before they get a chance to bring the Kabanos Beshutfas. Therefore, there's machlegas of Yeshua and Ben Zoyma, what's the best way to get out of the suffix? Yeshua holds, you should go find somebody from the Shuk and ask him to become a Nazir Al Tanai. That if I was the one who became Tomei, so your Nazir starts right away now. And if I was the one that was really Tahor, so your Nazirus begins in 30 days. So therefore, after 30 days, he can bring Korbanos Tuma and Korbanos Tara, and he can make a Tanai. If I was Tamei, so therefore this is my Korbanos Tuma. And since you started your Nazirus right away, on the side that I was Tamei, so the Korbanos Tara are yours. And if I was really the one that was Tahor, so therefore the Korbanos Tara are mine, and you're only beginning your Nazirus now, and after 30 days they can bring the Korbanos Tahara again, and they can make the same Tanai, and he could say, if I was the one that was Tamei and you were Tahar, so I brought my Korbanos Tuma and you brought your Korbanos Tahara, and therefore after 30 days the Korbanos Tahara are mine. Masha Enkein, he says, if I was the one that was Tahar, so the Korbanos Tahara were mine, and you only began your Nazirus at that point, and therefore these Korbanos Tara after the second 30 days are yours. That's according to Rabbi Yeshua. There's a machlekes here between Tosfos and the Mefarish. Tosfos on Daf Nun Vav Amabez in the first Mishnah, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, in the first Mishnah explains that when Rabbi Yeshua said that he brings the Korbanos Tuma, he was referring to both the Chata Sa'oif and the Oila Sa'oif. But the Korban Asham, he can't bring Al Tanai. There's no such thing as bring the Korban Asham Al Tanai. Masha'enkin, the Oila Sa'oif and the Oila Sa'oif and the Chata Sa'oif, both of those Korbanos can bring Al Tanai. The Hainu, on the tzad that he was the one who became Tame, so both of these Korbanos will be Oila for him, to come out of his Tuma. Masha'enkin, on the tzad that the other Nazir was the one that became Tame, and he was really Tahor, and therefore nobody now is Chayiv in Korbanos Tuma. So we say that the korban chatos, the oilas chatos, so we don't eat it. And huadin, the oilas ha'oif, can be brought out tonight that it's in the dova. But neither of which have a din of being chulim ba'azara, because they both have ways of being taken out tonight. But she'enkin, the korban asham, it can't be taken out tonight. And therefore, they don't bring the korban asham at all. The mefarish on the Nun Tesem Beis is chaylak on Tosfos. The mefarish is chaylak on Tosfos. The Mefarish holds that when he brings his Korbanos Tuma, he only brings the Chatas Ha'oif, he does not bring the Oilas Ha'oif. The Mefarish Lemaisa has a Raya from the Hemshech of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah brings the Shita of Ben Zoyma. Ben Zoyma says, Mishamea loy sheyidor kenegdoi benazir, elamevi Chatas Ha'oif v'Oilas Behema. It seems Mefurish in Ben Zoyma that he's only bringing the Chatas Ha'oif and not the Oilas Ha'oif. So Tosfos HaSritasa points out that really he's also bringing the Oilas Ha'oif, but just he didn't bother to mention all the Korbanos, he just mentioned Chatas Ha'oif. Now Be'emes, he's also bringing the Oilas Ha'oif. The Rashash here is Mechadish tremendous Chiddush. He wants to say that Aliba de Ben Zoyma, there's another explanation as to why one would not have to bring the Oilas Ha'oif. He explains that even though the Torah was Mechayiv, a Nazir who became Tomei, to bring an Oilas Ha'oif, but Mi'ikar Adin, he's also Yoytze, if he wants, he can bring a Behema instead of an Oif for his Korban Oila. And therefore, since anyways this Nazir has to also bring a Behema for a Korban Oila on the tzad that he's Tahor, so he only has to bring one Oila's Behema and he can make a Tanai. That on the tzad that he was really Tahor, so the Behema will have a din of his Oila legabi his Korbanos Tara. Masha'enkin, on the tzad that he became Tamei, his Oila will have a din of his Oilas Behema that he's chayav to bring on the tzad that he was Tamei. And therefore he only has to bring one and be Yoytze, and he can be Yoytze in one of Shach, whether he's Tamei or whether he's Tahor. The Mishnah goes on to bring the Shita of Ben Zayma. Ben Zayma is Chaylek on Rabbi Yeshua. Tosis explains that the reason why he's Chaylek is because it's difficult for him to find somebody who's willing to become a Nazir, Bekihai Gavna, where he's going to have to refrain from drinking wine and being Matami Lemesim for a full 60 days. Therefore, Ben Zayma says that the better Eitza is for him to be Yotzei his Sveikas on his own. And the way to do that, he says, is to bring a korban chata sa'oif and an oilas behema, and he should make a tanai. If he is indeed the nazir that became tame, so the chata sa'oif is his, and the oilas behema should have a din of a korban nidova. Masha'en ken, if he was the nazir that was tahor, so the oilas behema is the first of his three korbanos that he's chayav to bring when he becomes tahor, and the chata sa'oif has a din of a korban misafik. Then he counts another 30 days. He brings another three korbanos, and he says, the korbanos of a nazir tahor. And he says, if I was tamei 30 days ago, so therefore the oilas behema was a korban nedava. And now all three korbanos, the oil of the shlamim and the chatas, are all coming to be mechayim maichiv of a nazir tahor. Masha Enkin, if I was Tahor and the Chatas Ha'oif was Misafik and the Oilas Behema was the first of my three Korbanos, now the Oilas Behema is in Edava and the other two Korbanos are the remaining two Korbanos that he's chayv to bring Machmas's din of becoming a Nazir Tahor. Tosfos explains, why does he have to bring the first korban at the beginning of after the first 30 days? Why doesn't he just make a tanai and say, if he's tamei, so this is my korban tuma, and if he's tahor, so they go misafik, and then count another 30 days, and then bring all three of his korbanos, but Tosfos vade at the end of the second 30 days. Tosfos explains them because he wouldn't be able to be megaleach on the tzad that he's tamei because after the first 30 days. Because on the tzad that he's tahor, he's not allowed to be megaleach until he's at least makriv the korban oila. Therefore, he has to be makriv the korban oila on the tzad that he's really a nazir tahor to matter him to be megaleach, and therefore he has to split up the three korbanos and bring one of them after the first 30 days and the other two after the second 30 days. We mentioned earlier the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tiferes Yisrael about which one of the Taglachas, and if the first one after the first 30 days or after the second 30 days, is the Taglachas which the Gemara had to make new Kimta, that we're talking about a Koton or an Isha. The Rambam in Hilchas Naziris Perek Tes Halacha Tes Vav is mashma like the Perish of the Tiferes Yisrael, that it's talking about after the first 30 days. Because when he brings down this Halacha of Ben Zoyma, that after the first 30 days, he brings his korbanos and he makes a tanai. He tells us that there's no taglachas unless we're talking about an isha or a katan. Otherwise, it will be a safek of being over the isra about takif. The Lechem Mishnah there points out, though, it's mashma that the Rambam is chaylek on this chesbrin that we just mentioned before in Tosfos. He pointed out that Tosfos holds that the reason why he had to first bring the Oilas Behema, the first of his three Korbanos Tara, was in order to be Matir Taglachas on the tzad that he's really a Nazir Tahor. Therefore, it comes out Lafi Tosfos that if the Nazir that we were talking about was a Nazir that was not Chayv to be Megaleach at all, because we weren't talking about a Katan or an Isha, and therefore we're not going to be Mekayim the Taglachas, Machmas the Safek of being over the Isra Bal Takif, therefore, there would be no reason at all for the Nazir to bring the first of the three Korbanos Tara. It would have made more sense for him just to bring the Korbanos Tuma and then make a Tanai that these are only Chal on the Tzad that he was Tamei. And on the Tzad that he was Tahor, he would count another 30 days and then bring the Korbanos Tara. And then he would be able to bring all three Korbanos together at the same time. The only reason Lafi Tosfos was he had to bring the first one separately from the other two was only to matya the taglachas. Therefore, according to the Rambam, who's mashma, that the way he's bringing down the halacha, it's talking about two nazirim who are not a nazir, who are not an isha or a katan, and we're not being mekayim the din of taglachas. According to Tosfos, the Rambam should not have said that we have to bring the first of the three korbanos tara after the first 30 days, and the other two korbanos tara after the end of the second 30 days. So therefore, the Lechem Mishnah points out that according to the Rambam, even in the case where there is no taglachas, still we have to separate the first of the three korbanos from the last two. Lechem Mishnah suggests that it could be the Rambam agrees to the Mahalach of Tosfos. Just the Rambam holds that since in a case where we will do a taglachas, we're going to have to split up the korbanos and bring the first of the three korbanos tara after the first 30 days and the second two after the second 30 days in order to matir the taglachas on the tzad that he's tahor. So too, in all situations, even in a case where we're not doing taglachas, in order that the dinim shouldn't change, we're also always going to go ahead and bring the first of the three korbanos tara after the first 30 days in order to remain consistent. One final he'ora on the daf is the kasha of the Keren Ora. The Keren Ora stells on Tosfos at the beginning of the Mishnah, and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, where Tosfos explained that the reason why, in the case where there was only two people at the scene of the Safek Tuma, we don't apply the din of Safek Tuma B'Shus HaYachid Sveka Tomei, Tosfos said, was because even though we learn that from Soita, Kol Safek Tuma B'Shus HaYachid Sveka Tomei, it has to be Dafka in a case which is Doime to Soita, in which it's Yochel Lihi Yois Emes, that the person became Tomei. But over here, where if we would apply the din of Safek Tumei B'Shus HaYachid Sveikai Tomei, both of them would become Tomei, and we know that it's not possible because only one of them became Tomei, so we can't learn that from Stoita, and we don't apply the din of Sveikai Tomei B'Teres Vadai. So the Keren Ora asks that in our Mishnah, where one of the two Nazirim was Mace, so in Mela we should go back to the din of learning out from Stoita, because now it's Shaykh to Paskin on the one remaining Nazir that he became Tomei, and that's Yochel Lihi Yois Emes, that he became Tomei. And it doesn't contradict the similarity to Soita, and therefore why does the Mishnah have to go on to explain how to be Yoytze his Sveikis if we could go back to the din of learning out from Soita? The Keren Ora answers that since at the time of the latest HaSafik, the Safik was Paskin already, and the din was that each of them have a din of a Safek Tuma. Therefore, even after one of the Nazirim dies, we don't change the halacha, and the din remains Safek Tuma, only Tomei B'Teres Safek and not B'Teres Vadai.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.